Proclamation number 6996 of 18th of December, 1957. Circle of Light. Sin against the Spirit. Far beyond shines the ray of my divine light of love. And again I kindle new lights so that the darkness is chased away, so that people can recognize the paths they walk, so that they also find the right path which leads upwards. In the night they go astray, without light they are helpless, and the dimmest glimmer of light is already a joy to them, provided that they do not seek to conceal themselves, that they therefore use the darkness in order to remain unrecognized. These shun the light, for they are still under the power of my adversary, the Prince of Darkness. But anyone who sees a little light flashing with joy will also come into the blessing of this light, and he will now be able to safely continue his path. After all, he can also recognize the aim he is now heading towards. And thus I continue to let my light of love shine down to earth, which, as a dark area, exposes its inhabitants to the danger of being devoured by darkness. I convey my word to people, my direct emanation of love, which brings brightness to all who are of good will. To be able to receive the divine light of love irrefutably means to have stepped out of the darkness of night into the light of day. At first only a faint twilight will make the path recognizable, but the light will shine ever brighter, for the sun of the Spirit will rise and send its rays far out so that every person who wants to escape the night can enter its circle of rays. And all little lights emanate from the eternal light of love, for where a glow is spread there the light from me also shines. My adversary will likewise let shining lights shine, but these will not spread a glow which makes all things recognizable. They will only dazzle the eye, and such a dazzled eye will only barely recognize the gentle light from me, for it delights more in the dazzling light and keeps looking towards it, and its eye becomes fainter and fainter until it finally remains completely in darkness. The gentle light, however, which shines upon you in the form of my word, illuminates your inner being and makes you unspeakably happy, because you are also able to recognize me myself in this light, because you see an image which had disappeared from you. Because you regain the knowledge which you lost eternally ago. It becomes light in you, for my word proclaims my love to you. And my love also kindles love in you again, and the divine light of love spreads within you and urges eternal unification with the original light of eternity. You would all be completely without realization during your earthly existence if my word were not conveyed to you, which again and again radiates my love into infinity. Without this word the darkness in you would never come to an end, for you would forever walk in the night on wrong paths. But you will receive light through my word as soon as you live out my word. Thus do what is my will and what is proclaimed to you through my word. And where my will is fulfilled it will also become increasingly brighter, because people themselves enter my ray of light of love through the fulfillment of my will, because they open themselves ever more to my illumination of love and only think back with a shudder to the night they escaped from. 18th of the 12th, 1957, and then I will also no longer let you sink back into darkness. My love will protect you from this. Only if you consciously, despite better knowledge, hand yourselves over to my adversary again. Thus if you consciously sin against the Spirit, your fate will be all the more dreadful, for then your rebelliousness will be a sin of such great significance, then you will burden yourselves with such a grave sin that you will have to atone for this sin for eternities again. Because then you will also consciously reject the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, and you may not hope for forgiveness of sin. But anyone who has once gained realization rarely leaves the light which my love radiates over him. Anyone who has once recognized and lived out my word flees from my adversary and also rarely only allows himself to be beguiled by him. And therefore the sin against the Spirit is certainly the most serious sin, but it need not be feared by those who are devoted to me in love and whom I can therefore address directly or through my messengers. For there will also be light there, and anyone who walks in the light will not go astray either. My light of love continuously radiates into infinity, and willing recipients are only ever necessary in order to allow light to penetrate even the darkness of earth. Vessels must always be present to receive my light of love. People who willingly let themselves be illuminated by me and then pass on the light they receive. I certainly want to illuminate the whole earth and give light to all people, yet it is the domain of the Prince of Darkness where the light can only break through when a human heart opens itself in free will to the rays of my eternal light of love. But then the light will also shine far into the darkness of night and attract people again who desire light, and then my adversary will lose his power in those areas too, for the light will reveal his nature and his activity, and people will flee him and consciously turn to me, from whom the light emanates which makes them happy. But in darkness he can work without being recognized. And therefore I will bless every person who is willing to receive light and pass it on. I will also provide him with strength to help those who take the wrong path and therefore need a light to escape the darkness of night. For light alone is bliss, and light is supplied to all who hear my word and also live according to this word. Amen.